Today, QE through the back door. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and problems with a distinctively Australian flavour. In the latest RBA bulletin, there's an article on the Committed Liquidity Facility, which is a facility designed to support some of our major banks. Under the CLF, the Reserve Bank will provide an ADI or bank with liquidity via repurchase agreements or repos for a fee. Since the CLF was introduced in 2015, the number of ADIs that have applied to APRA to have a facility has risen from 13 to 15. Although no financial institution has needed to draw upon the CLF in response to a period of financial stress. Under the BAL liquidity standard, the liquidity coverage ratio, or LCR, requires authorised deposit-taking institutions, or ADIs, to have enough high-quality liquid assets, the HQLA, to cover their net cash outflows in a 30-day liquidity stress scenario. Jurisdictions with a clear shortage of domestic currency HQLA can use alternative approaches to enable financial institutions to satisfy the LCR, hence the CLF in Australia. APRA determines which ADIs can establish a CLF with the Reserve Bank. Access is limited to those ADIs domiciled in Australia that are subject to the LCR requirement. Before establishing a CLF, these ADIs must apply to APRA for approval. In these applications, the ADIs have to demonstrate that they are making every reasonable effort to manage their liquidity risk independently rather than relying on the CLF. APRA also sets the size of the CLF, both in aggregate and for each ADI. Under the CLF, the Reserve Bank will provide an ADI with liquidity via repurchase agreements or repos. In a repo, funds are exchanged for high-quality securities as collateral until the funds are repaid. These securities must meet criteria set by the Reserve Bank. The types of securities that the ADIs can hold for the CLF include self-securitized residential-backed mortgage securities, ADI-issued securities, supras, and other asset-backed securities. To protect against a decline in the value of these securities should an ADI not meet its obligations to repay, the Reserve Bank requires the value of the securities to exceed the amount of liquidity provided by a certain margin. These margins are set by the Reserve Bank to manage the risks associated with holding these securities. If the CLF is drawn upon, the ADI must also pay interest to the Reserve Bank for the term of the repo at a rate set 25 basis points above the cash rate. And the RBA says that the CLF has been in operation for 5 years and continues to be required given the still relatively low level of government debt in Australia. However, because of the volume of HQLA securities has increased over recent years and they appear to have become more available for trading in secondary and repo markets, the Reserve Bank has assessed that the CLF ADIs should be able to raise their holdings to 30% of the stock of HQLA securities. This increase will occur at a pace of 1 percentage point each year, commencing with an increase to 26% in 2020. Taking into account how the CLF ADIs have responded to the framework between 2015 and 2019, the Reserve Bank has also concluded that the CLF fee should be increased from 15 basis points to 20 basis points by 2021. This is to proceed in two steps, with the fee rising to 17 basis points on the 1st of January 2020 and to 20 basis points on the 1st of January 2021. These pricing changes will have only a minor impact on the CLF banks in terms of their net interest margins at a time when many other factors are in play, such as reductions in the RBA's cash rate, competition for mortgages, and the yield curve driving pricing in the 2 to 5 year portion of banks' treasury portfolios. But there are two bigger questions to ask and answer. First, given the size of government debt now and the flow of bonds available, why do we still need this facility at all? Net general government debt at June 2019 is $374 billion, which is 19.2% of GDP, some $12.5 billion higher than forecast in the April 2019 budget. The answer to that, and the second point, is that the CLF is essentially a backdoor QE measure. If international liquidity becomes an issue, or if rate decreases triggered a capital flight, the CLF allows the RBA to step in and fund the bank's funding shortfall from a loss of international investors at rates below the bank's international funding rates. Thus, high-cost international funding by the banks can easily be replaced by cheap RBA funding through a form of QE or money printing, subsidising bank profits and, of course, banker bonuses, at least for a short period. And this also distorts the markets, because there are many lenders unable to get the CLF, which is creating a two-tier banking system, with the blessed 15 supported by the CLF, by the RBA, and therefore directly by the government. And by the way, there is no formal list of those 15 banks, although some, like ANZ, have disclosed that they actually do enjoy the CLF. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, and I'll see you again next time.